company signals, and market response. This analysis tracks the top company developments and how markets absorb them through Thursday's close, focusing on where shifting narratives translate into price action. It is part of Tearsheet Pro's weekly 10Q newsletter, where strategy meets market reaction. I track how leading banks and fintechs are evolving in public markets and how investors are pricing those moves. Subscribe to Pro and get the full 10Q story in your inbox every Friday. One Klarna KLAR close, $14. Klarna Card reached 6.5 million active users across 16 countries, up from 1.3 million a year ago, while paying subscribers reached 2 million, 8 times the year earlier level. But Klarna cut its full-year GMV outlook to $149.151 billion from more than $155 billion as discretionary spending weakened in Germany. The stock fell more than 20% after the results. Why it matters. Klarna Card, pay-in-full transactions, subscriptions, and larger ticket financing are giving it more ways to monetize the same customer relationship. But the lowered outlook is a reminder that expanding the product set doesn't remove Klarna's exposure to consumer spending. The question now is whether these newer businesses can make Klarna's revenue less dependent on the broader shopping cycle. Two Visa, V, and AMP. MasterCard MA, close, $365.73, and AMP, $573.85. Visa and MasterCard joined Rain's newly launched Agentic Payments Alliance, alongside Fiserv, Circle, Solana, and Remitly, to work on standards for how AI agents will transact. The coalition will focus on agent identity, authorization, fraud, loyalty, and regulation, the infrastructure questions that have to be solved before agents can transact at meaningful scale. Why it matters. The agentic commerce debate is moving beyond, can an AI agent buy something? To who gives the agent permission to pay, what limits apply, and who is responsible when something goes wrong? Visa and MasterCard's involvement matters because those decisions will shape how the existing payment system adapts to software acting on behalf of consumers. The rails are starting to help define how agentic commerce works. 3CDC, close, $129.67. CD launched Custody Plus, a suite of near and real-time custody capabilities designed for compressed settlement cycles, continuous markets, and increasingly automated investment decisions. The bank is also building digital asset custody on the same architecture, with Bitcoin expected to be the first asset supported later this year. Why it matters. Custody has historically been built around batches, cutoffs, and end-of-day processes. CD is effectively acknowledging that the underlying financial system is moving toward continuous activity and custody has to move with it. There will be a common architecture for traditional and digital assets. Rather than treating crypto as a separate infrastructure layer, CD is trying to make it another asset type within the same custody system. For PayPal, PYPL, close, $62.30. PayPal and Venmo are expanding into tuition payments through integrations with Illumia, Nelnet Campus Commerce, and TouchNet, giving students and families the option to pay schools directly through their platforms. The integrations are already live at schools including Bellarmine, Butler, Kansas State, and Michigan State, with more institutions expected to join. Why it matters. Tuition is a large, recurring payment that still runs through fragmented systems at many schools. PayPal is trying to insert itself into an existing institutional workflow rather than simply compete for another checkout transaction. If its wallets can handle more of the payments people already make, the network becomes more embedded in everyday financial activity rather than relying on individual transactions. 5 Robinhood Hood, close, $95.10. CEO Vlad Tenev is pushing U.S. policymakers to update securities rules to allow tokenized stocks, arguing that American investors shouldn't be excluded from infrastructure being built around American assets. Robinhood says its Robinhood chain has already processed 100 million transactions, while its stock tokens provide exposure to more than 190 U.S. stocks across 120-plus countries. Why it matters. Robinhood is now lobbying for the regulatory framework that would let tokenized assets become a mainstream part of U.S. markets. That makes this a bigger strategic bet on how ownership itself could work, including 24/7 trading and faster settlement. But the regulatory push also highlights the unresolved question. Tokenizing an asset doesn't automatically mean you've preserved all the protections and market infrastructure surrounding the underlying security.